stand all the whining and noise my sister's making. I just want her to stop.
Sounds like your sister is still learning to ask for things politely. Can you help her? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Often, when kids want something, they don't ask very nicely. Hopefully, as they grow older, they learn that it's much better to ask for something politely than to throw a tantrum. When it comes to prayer, you need to do the same thing. Rather than complaining about what you don't have, ask God for it. Philippians 4:6 says, "Pray about everything, tell God what you need, and thank Him for all He has done." Our story today is called A Listening Ear. As Colin sat down to begin his homework, he heard his little sister whining in the kitchen. He began to study, but all the noise his sister was making distracted him. Then Colin heard his mother's voice. "Kinsley, I want you to stop whining." Colin returned to his homework, but soon he heard his sister again. Colin got up and went to the kitchen. "What's wrong with Kinsley?" he asked. "I have tons of homework, and her whining is driving me crazy." Kinsley made a face and threw a sock at Colin. "She wants someone to put her socks on for her," Mom said. "But she knows how to do that herself," said Colin. "Oh, well, I'll help her just to make her be quiet." "Hang on, Colin," Mom said. "Kinsley also knows how to ask nicely for things. So far, all she's done is whine and throw her socks." "Well, I don't know if I can stand all the noise she's making much longer," Colin said. "I wonder if God ever feels that way," Mom said thoughtfully. "It seems like we often whine and complain about things instead of praying about them." Colin frowned. "You mean, instead of complaining, God wants me to pray about stuff like being bothered by the noise Kinsley's been making?" "I was actually thinking of a problem I've been dealing with at work, but yes, God wants us to tell Him what's bothering us and pray about everything." Mom smiled. "Why don't we pray now?" Mom and Colin bowed their heads. "Dear Father," Mom prayed, "thank you for caring about all the details of our lives, and thank you for sending Jesus to die for us and make us your children so we can come to you in prayer about anything. Right now, we ask you to help Kinsley and all of us learn to ask for help instead of whining about our problems. Please help each of us remember that you love us and know what's best for us. Thank you for always listening to us." After Mom finished praying, Kinsley walked up to her and held up her socks. "Please help me put my socks on, Mommy." As Mom gave her a hug and knelt down to help her with her socks, Colin smiled and went back to his homework. Well, how about you? Do you pray about your problems? Or do you whine and complain instead of asking for help? God cares about you and wants you to talk to Him about what's going on in your life. He may not always give you quick solutions to your problems, but He'll always help you and do what's best. So tell Him what's bothering you and thank Him for the blessings He's given you. He loves you and is always listening. Our key verse once again, Philippians 4:6.
"Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done."
And our key thought, pray about everything. Summer isn't over yet. Join Word with Zach and keep growing in God's Word with your Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional. When you complete August, you'll be entered for a chance to win an awesome Squishmallow Manta Ray and a remote control stunt car. Ask your mom or dad to sign up at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.